it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with The Bald-Faced Truth.
NFL Draft, you're going to see it Thursday. We're going to talk about it all week. Cole Turner will be part of the draft. Tight end. Fluid athlete. Playmaker. Exactly the kind of game that translates to the NFL. Lit up the Mountain West Conference in the last couple seasons. Now, trying to make the step to the NFL. Clackamas High School star. Star at Nevada. Friend of this show joining us now, Cole Turner. How are you, man?
I'm doing really well. How's it going over there?
Going well. It's exciting. It's probably an exciting week. Is it nervous or exciting as you think about Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend?
I mean, definitely a little bit of nerves, but not so much. I mean, all the hard work's done now. Just feeling anxious and looking forward to it.
What are you hearing? What are they telling you? Your agent and other teams you've talked with, and what kind of intel do you have?
Oh man, I wish I had more than what the general public has, but I really don't know too much other than hopefully that I get the opportunity to go help an organization out and just hear my name picked alone. It will be, everything that I've ever dreamed of. So,
your dad, the experience your dad had, he played tight end himself at Purdue, a major college football player. And, how did that help you?
Yeah, I've been around the game for as long as I can remember. Every single Sunday, Saturday, whenever a game was on TV, we were always watching it. So that alone helped me learn a lot. My dad, he's played at a high level, along with my uncle, too. So, I've been around people that have done the things that I wanted to do. So, it was nice having them always in my corner.
It's interesting because we're in this era now with the transfer portal and everything that goes on and everybody's jumping around. You go to Nevada, you didn't play a lot in those first 2 years. And then, all of a sudden, your junior year, you're starting. Your senior year, 10 touchdowns, 19 touchdowns between your junior and senior year. That really paid off for you. You stuck it out. What made you stay with it?
Yeah, I saw a lot of guys transfer, and I didn't think that going anywhere else was going to give me a better opportunity than I had right in front of me. And I felt like the problem wasn't anyone else other than myself, and I felt like I was really starting to come into my own. So I trusted the process. I always loved my coaches, and, I believed in them and what they were saying, and it ended up working out really well for me.
Cole Turner, our guest, Nevada tight end, Clackamas High School star. You played multiple sports in high school. How did that help you in college playing football?
Man, it helped so much playing so many sports. If you notice, all the movements translate. In basketball, you catch 100, probably 300 balls of practice between catching passes and rebounds. All that translates to football. It's all the same. So, I would encourage everyone to play as many sports as you can for as long as you can because, you'll have plenty of time to focus on just one.
Yeah, I think you get a lot of pressure, too, and, even in sports like volleyball where your sister plays. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of pressure to specialize. And, I think your parents did a good thing in saying, hey, play basketball, play football, do other things. What is it like to be in this process, to be, to go through a combine, to go through the training, to sign with an agent? That's a whirlwind that most of us will never know, Cole.
Yeah, it's a crazy time for sure, and you spend 3 to 4 months saying, what if I go here, what if I do that, when in reality, you don't control any of those things. All you can do is just become the best version of yourself and hope somebody gives you an opportunity, and you get that opportunity, you're ready and prepared for it, and that's all I've really been doing the past 3 to 4 months is just trying to put my best foot forward in every event and chance that I get, and and hope that's well enough, you know, for when the time comes that I can kind of make an impact on a team.
What kind of questions did you get from teams?
Oh man, a big question is, you know, can you block as well? You know, everyone knows you can catch, but you can block too. So I heard that a lot. You know, I hear a lot of questions about my background, being from Oregon. You know, being that there's not too many of us coming out of Oregon. So, I mean, it was really fun, and you know, I enjoy representing the state, and you know, it's been awesome.
I think it's going to be fun to see where you go with this, what you do with it. At Nevada, you became an accounting major. What made you pick accounting? You don't often see that in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did accounting my first couple of years, and then I ended up switching to business management. But,
yeah.
You know, I've always been kind of a guy that likes finances. I like managing things. I like being in control. So, I mean, those type of things were always what kind of interested me coming out. So, I mean, I really love learning about that kind of stuff.
Our guest, Cole Turner, Nevada tight end. Looking to the NFL draft that will start on Thursday. He went to Clackamas High School. What, you know, your high school experience, let's go back there. You know, even, you know, your last year in school, you led the state in receiving. I think you had like 75, 76 receptions. You had like 1,300 yards, 20 touchdowns. You know, what made you pick Nevada? And you know, as that unfolded, you know, are you glad that you did it the way you did it?
Yeah, you know, John, I mean, I didn't get a lot of opportunities that a lot of the other guys were getting in my same class. And, you know, I mean, Nevada, they believed in me since day one. Coach Norvell, Coach Matt Mummy, they were there for me. Coach Eric Scott, they recruited me the hardest. They told me they wanted me and that they only wanted me, that they needed me. That meant a lot to me at the time. And, you know, I wasn't given a lot of bigger opportunities, you know, so to me, that the fact that they believed in me was enough, and that I was going to do everything I could for them. So, I mean, I'm really glad it worked out. I wouldn't change a thing about the way it happened because it's worked out really well for me.
Did you get a chip on your shoulder from that? Or, you know, because I know a lot of guys will go, okay, you know, I wasn't recruited by Pac-12 programs. Let me go out and show them what a mistake they made. Or can you afford to do that when you're just focused on, you know, a freshman going into college?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely put a chip on my shoulder. I feel like I'm someone who's always had that. You know, I went to Clackamas High School where they never won a state championship in football, and we went and did that my senior year. So just, I feel like that's kind of like a trait that makes up who I am. You know, even coming out of this, I feel like I'm an underrated prospect for the amount of production that I've had and what I've done the past couple of years. And so, I mean, it's something that I'm never going to lose, and I definitely had that in college.
We're talking to Cole Turner, tight end, Nevada. How will you watch the draft? How early will you start tuning in? I know some guys will watch every pick. Some, you know, say, hey, I'm going to go out in the driveway, I'm going to shoot baskets, and, you know, I'll wait for the phone to ring. How will you approach it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely these next couple of days until it gets here, I'm going to try to stay busy until my family joins me out here, my mom, dad, my sisters, until they all get out here on Thursday. I'll be trying to stay busy, but I mean, I'll definitely watch most picks because, you know, even if I'm not expected to go on the first day, a lot of those guys I worked out with or I've seen them, you know, multiple times since through this whole process between the Senior Bowl and the Combine. So, I mean, it's an exciting time, and, you know, you only get one draft that you're entered in. So, I mean, I'm definitely not going to want to miss too much of it.
You know, Cole, I really think, you know, there are a lot of people proud of you that, you know, you will soon get that, you know, you go through another experience where you're the new guy, you'll get into a training camp. What's the right kind of situation for you in the NFL?
I mean, I feel like my skill set is sort of like a Swiss Army knife skill set where I can fit in most places. And I think immediately I can come in immediately and be a guy that helps out in the pass game, you know, and kind of messes up with different personnel. So I think I'm a guy that'll fit in a lot of good situations, you know, kind of a quarterback's best friend type of guy.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, there are, like, so much of success at the next level is about the right fit, right? So, you know, I've heard guys that are drafted middle to end of the draft who will say it would have been better if I were a free agent and I could just go into camp and pick the right situation. Do you have a preference there, or, you know, how much are you leaning on your agent for that kind of guidance?
Man, I'm trusting the process, and I'm trusting my agent, and I feel confident enough in myself that no matter where I go, I can carve out a role for what I can do. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, whoever gives me an opportunity, they're going to get all of me. And, you know, I feel like I'm pretty confident in my skills to where the point I can make something happen for myself when I get there.
You know, your favorite team growing up, who was your team?
My dad was always a Giants fan, so he would have them on. But I went to a few Seahawks games, so I would say I'm definitely a Seahawks guy growing up.
They just pounded the Seahawks down our throat in this region, man. Every time you turned on TV, there they were, you know, here were the Seahawks. I grew up a Niner fan, man. I think you'd look good in a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Yeah, I mean, I ran a pretty similar offense at the Senior Bowl when I was playing for the Jets because those guys used to coach with the 49ers. So, I mean, that I'm somewhat familiar with over there.
I like it. All right. So, you know, exciting week for you. I think it's been fun to kind of follow you from a distance. You know, I got to know your sister, I think, long before you and your dad and mom. And I now I'm going to get to watch this draft and hear your name called. And, you know, it'll be fun to see you get to the next level. For people that you grew up around or maybe coaches you played for, Cole, you know, what kind of influences did you get in high school or maybe as a youth sports kid in the Clackamas area growing up? You know, how many people sort of invested in you and helped you get where you are?
Man, more than I could list, for sure. I mean, there's been so many people that have helped me out along the way and that, you know, that still do to this day. I feel like that's one of the things that I've done a good job with, not even that, trying to. It's just building relationships. I have fantastic relationships with pretty much everyone that's coached me at some point. So, I mean, everyone in Clackamas that came through, you know, whether that was, you know, my head coach in basketball, Coach Ryan King, head coach in football, Joe Bushman, they were there for me always. I played AAU basketball with Greg Dundon and spent a lot of time with Rashad Carter working on football skills alone. So, I mean, all those people, you know, spending so much time around them, they really helped shape me, you know, not even alone with the player that I am, but the person I am now.
I appreciate you making time for us, Cole. Good luck to you this week, and say hello to your parents for me, and, you know, I'll be following closely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Cole Turner, he's the tight end at Nevada. Stuck it out. Great example of, you know, the portal will call your name. The portal will call your name when you're not starting, when you're a freshman, when you're on the scout team, when you're a sophomore and you're still not getting on the field. Maybe you're suiting up. The portal will call your name. You'll miss being recruited. You'll have people telling you, whispering in your ear, you should transfer. You should go somewhere else. Go somewhere where they value you. Cole Turner stuck it out. By his junior year, he was starting. Senior year, 10 touchdown receptions. Everybody knows he can catch passes. And in an NFL that is pass happy, I got to think Cole Turner's going to find himself a home in the NFL this week. Good stuff from him. And also, you know, his agency, Marcus Mariota's agency, same agent. That's how I ended up getting him on the show. But really excited to see what happens with him and a lot of other kids that have connections to Oregon and Oregon State and the high schools in the region and, of course, just the NFL in general. I want you to leave it here. Anna's going to pop into the studio next. You got the BFT statewide.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Anna's popped into the studio as she does every day in the 4 o'clock hour on this show. How you doing, Anna?
I'm well.
What's going on? You got that expert show tonight.
I do. Yes. We're talking health insurance.
Did I surprise you with that question? You didn't, you know?
Well, you're full of surprises.
I am.
Yeah, no. It's just a weird kind of topic that I think is overwhelming and confusing for a lot of people. Obviously, most people get health insurance through their employer, but, you know, a lot of people are self-employed. They have small businesses, and I found an expert who just knows all things health insurance, like what it's like to try and buy it on the marketplace if you're trying to get it for your family or yourself, and you're not getting it through an employer, and ways that you can, you know, save money even if you are getting your insurance through an employer. There's just a whole can of worms that this lady is great.
For people who don't know, where can they watch that expert show? Where do they find it?
Find me on Facebook. And just search for Anna Canzano. Go to my page and log in at 7, and we'll be live. You can comment. You can tell me what questions you have. That's kind of the whole point of the show, that it's kind of a conversation, a two-way dialogue, where people get to ask questions of the expert that I have on, and we answer them.
Really cool stuff. The spring game happened Saturday.
I know.
There was a party in Eugene on Saturday as well. We've got the sound for that. Adam Sussman, can you cue up the news report from KEZI?
Yeah, I'll grab it for you in a sec. My girlfriend was at this party, too.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, I was invited, but I was working the Timbers game because now I pretty much work 6 days a week since Timbers started.
Yeah, I want to hear this. Anna, can you preface this by kind of telling us, you know, there's a reporter who's going to do a story.
Yeah, there's a reporter out of KZI. I think her name is Jaewon Jung. I'm probably mispronouncing that. And she is reporting on this party. Apparently, we need to get Adam's girlfriend maybe on the show.
Yeah.
To tell us her experience at the party, because it sounds like it got a little rowdy. Sounds like there were middle-aged parents there. That's my favorite part of the report.
It was parents weekend too for a lot of frats and sororities. So this was known as a tailgate beforehand, where it's not just it's not just like aimed towards one frat or one sorority. It was kind of everyone was invited. So that's why it got so wild. I have the whole 2-minute report here if you want it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Our top story tonight, what was supposed to be a celebratory day for the U of O community turned into somewhat of a disaster. Take a look yourself. This is on the 16th Avenue between Patterson and Hilliard, and trash was all over the streets. This all started around 10 a.m. when Eugene police say an off-campus party was kicking off with hundreds in attendance. It's estimated around 500 to 1,000 partygoers were there, and police say they were blocking the entire roadway and even spreading into travel lanes and other neighboring properties. Officers even had glass bottles and canned food thrown at them, according to police. And get this, police say among those in attendance were underage drinkers, college kids, and even middle-aged parents. We spoke with this young man. He's a senior at the University of Oregon and was at the large party this morning. He says it was all fun and games.
Honestly, we got there, just you could hear the music bumping from down the street. You got there. There are no oceans in Eugene, but there was a sea of people. That was just heads, 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 heads. There was music going, bum, 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 bum. You know what I'm saying? There's people all around. There's people up. There's people down. If you got on a balcony, you were supreme.
Well, sounds like he had a good time. We did also ask him about the claims from Eugene police saying officers had things thrown at them. Here's what he had to say.
Only wild allegations were thrown. Nothing was thrown, guys. Come on. It was a peaceful gathering, and it was a good time.
Police say it took about 2 hours for the party to disperse. Police say they ended up having to use their units to push the crowd out. No arrests were made. Chief Chris Skinner is calling this, quote, a complete embarrassment. In a statement, he says in part, quote, we all understand the excitement spring brings, but these irresponsible individuals, including parents and their college-age children, should be ashamed. What they did was force our operations to go into what is termed priority calls. The attempted assault on our police officers is inexcusable.
There it is, the report from KEZI. I thought the reporter, first of all, did a fantastic job getting great sound. That is great sound, right? Anna, tell me, you've been in TV news for 20 years. Tell me, when you go on, you get sound like that from the guy.
That's cool.
I want to play that again. Adam, where's that cut? I want to access it. I can't find it.
So, I mean, if you go to Twitter, it's all over the place. It's also at the bottom of sports audio.
Okay, I want to find. I'll grab it in sports audio. But Anna, when you get sound like that, what do you
That's gold. That's a gold mine. When you get somebody who is as expressive as that kid is, I got to wonder, is he a poetry major?
But I know that kid. He's a journalism major.
Oh, well, there you go. Journalism major. He's got away with words.
Yeah, he's 1 year younger, 1 year younger than me, and I've had multiple classes with him.
I love when he goes, there's no ocean in Eugene, but there was a sea of people. And then he's like, heads. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Okay, but all joking aside, let's not throw glass bottles and canned goods at the cops. I mean, I wasn't there, but yeah, no, that's not okay. Let's just be on record with that. Aside from the guy with his masterful description of the scene.
The spring game, if you brought canned goods to the stadium, you got in free.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming the canned goods were designed to go like as a donation to the food bank as part of the spring game. But then all hell broke loose.
Honestly, we got there. Just you could hear the music bumping from down the street. You got there. There are no oceans in Eugene, but there was a sea of people. That was just heads. There's music going bum, 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 bum. You know what I'm saying? There's people all around. There's people up. There's people down. If you got on a balcony, you were supreme.
If you got on a balcony, you were supreme. Oh, to be in college again.
I can't wait until people who have more time on their hands than we do remix that with some music.
Oh, it's been done already. I heard one last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they doing with it?
It's just like, it'll be like pretty simple electronic music, and right before the beat, it'll be like heads, and then it'll drop.
Love the kid. That's a good job. First of all, it's a good job by KEZI getting out and covering a story that deserved to be covered. I do think that everybody needs to settle down. It's college kids. It's a party on Saturday. It's a college town. There was a spring football game. The weather was 70 degrees. I understand why people gathered.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when the police tell you to get out of the street, you're blocking the street. There's 1,000 people here. You can't have 1,000 people in the street.
Ugh.
Get your ass out of the street.
You couldn't pay me enough to be a cop in that situation. There's no way.
These kids haven't tailgated a football game in like 2 years either.
Yeah.
So I don't really blame them. Tailgates are usually the ones that get crazy. And it's only really covered because it's in daylight and you can see how bad it is. There's plenty of parties like these at nighttime as well.
Did your girlfriend throw canned goods?
No, but
at
she did tell me she got on the balcony, so I guess she's supreme.
Supreme. Supreme.
I love it. Okay, so here's the first thing. Like, first of all, you know, it's a news story. Second of all, Anna, you've been in that situation. You go out as a reporter, you know, you're trying to just, like, what am I going to say about this? You find this kid who just gives absolute gold.
Right.
And, you know, and...
Well, and the thing is, you're going to the scene the morning after, right? So you're just kind of scrounging around for what sad sack is going to be, you know, foolish enough to talk to you and describe to you what that, you know, party was like the night before. And sometimes most of the time you don't find somebody who is as colorful as he is with his language.
But here's the other thing I like about it. You tell me if I'm crazy, because I've not had extensive experience with television news other than watching you and watching TV news. But they used a lot of sound from him.
Uh-huh.
And I liked that.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear that. Like, I originally heard just the cut that was heads. And I was like, oh, I want more of that guy. Turns out there was more of that guy in the report. Like, that's good editing right there.
Yeah, but you'll notice they didn't interview anyone else. I mean, they had the interview with the police.
Yeah, they got a statement from the police.
Kind of a side note, yeah.
But here, this was the most important part.
There are no oceans in Eugene, but there was a sea of people. That was just heads. There's music going bum, 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 bum. You know what I'm saying? There's people all around. There's people up. There's people down. If you got on a balcony, you were supreme.
If you got on the balcony, you were supreme. We had Julian Menenson from KEZI on earlier. I should have given him a fist bump. I want to give a shout out to the whole crew at KEZI.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought they did a good job. And you know what that's like, Anna? Like, you know, you're in Eugene. You know, the people who are working at the TV station are young people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody else is partying and you have to work. I've been there working in the newspaper business. My friends are off to Vegas or wherever. I'm covering a Little League game.
Right.
Like, you know, they, I thought they did a good job with the story.
They did. I'm really curious now about that guy and whether he's going to go into sports journalism. I can see him doing play-by-play commentary.
I bet you he's listening to the show, or somebody who knows him is listening to the show. That's the reach of this show. Here's my goal.
Get him on the show.
I want that guy to call into the show.
Okay.
If you are listening in the Eugene area on 10:50 a.m., powerhouse signal of Fox Sports Eugene, I want you to tell that cat to call in. 503-417-7575. I want the play-by-play. What was happening on the balcony? You know, what else? Like, I want more music. What other music did they play? How about these middle-aged people?
Middle-aged parents. The middle-aged parents.
They're aging some parents. That's mean.
Middle-aged.
There might be parents there that are only in their 30s or 40s.
30s, I don't know.
I don't know, but when there's a bunch of college kids around, Anna, no, but they're all, if you're not a kid, you're middle-aged.
Well, and you've seen, because we've seen with Parents Weekend, Family Weekend, what that scene is like. It is almost like, especially when you have the fraternities and the sororities involved, there are some parents that really get into it. And I don't know what the deal is. It's almost like they're trying to live vicariously through their kids.
100%.
Make up for, you know, the partying they didn't get to do in college.
Yeah.
But there's like this regression that does happen among some parents that is really fun to observe.
I'll just speak firsthand. When I was in college, one of my roommates, Alan, his dad, Dale, came for a parents' weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Okay, Dale showed up on, like, Thursday.
Okay.
Showed up, like, a day early for the parents' weekend. And Dale, I don't think he was sober the whole weekend. It literally was, we were babysitting Dale. He threw up multiple nights.
Oh, no.
He was stumbling around. We were worried about losing him at different places.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like weekend at Bernie's, you know? Like, we needed to put him on a dolly and carry him around all weekend.
Maybe the parents were more the problem in that skirmish in Eugene.
I kind of think if mom and dad are out there in the street and the police are saying, hey, attention, we need to disperse. Woo, woo. You know, they're doing all that.
Yeah.
And dad grabs a can of corn and throws it at the police. All hell is breaking loose at that point.
Oh, gosh.
You can't have that.
Yeah, no.
I want that kid on the show. Do we have his name? I got to pull it up from the report.
Yeah, it was Michael something.
We need that kid on the show. I want to talk to him. Mark Reimers, who attended the party. He doesn't know it, but he's going to be a guest on today's show. Mark, if you're listening, 503-417-7575. Or if you know Mark, I want him on the show. I want him to give us the play-by-play. We got
him. Get him on the show.
Leave it here. You got the BFT.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.